Thursday, the 29th, and believe it or not, we're going to... Tomorrow's the last day of September 2016. Hard to believe. Tim is on.
Yes.
We have our world news geopolitical military blog expert on, and there's a lot of issues. Turns out there's some new stuff going on. Leo Zagami mentioned that there's a book coming out in 2 months. They're going to identify for sure that Bill Clinton does have AIDS. He looks like it. We do have the death of Shimon Peres, who's involved not only on the expansion and founding of Israel, but some very evil crimes that Barry Chom just talked about. We have
against the Peripatetic Jewish children. He was behind the radiation of thousands of Jewish children in Israel.
Yeah, Falasha Jews. These colored Falasha Jews from Ethiopia. They use for experiments for radiation for so-called ringworm, which is the ringworm kids, they call them. And then we have, of course, the issues that Barry Chalmers talks about with the assassination of one of the previous prime ministers of Israel that did sign the initial peace treaties. This guy is a Jesuit-controlled asset. He's a very evil man, and he's now going to have his apartment in hell is ready. Satan's accepting him and saying, it's a really nice apartment, but everything's really hot, so don't touch. Anyway, I'm being sarcastic. So we have the autopsy.
By the way, your standing break is over. Sit down now. The next 100 years.
The autopsy of the analysis of the debate. We had Lester Holt did a ridiculously bad job, and literally it was a 2-on-1. But Trump also wasn't really prepared. He didn't pivot on issues. He was like the mouse that was stupid and chased the cheese. He didn't pivot on issues and really put it to Hillary. He better perform better and prepare better for the next ones. He obviously demonstrated to me he has Asperger autism, and I have formulas that he could take that would calm him down like Brain Mag and Calm Mind if he had a sip before he went into that debate room and actually was properly prepared with simulations. Debate was
I heard a theory. I won't say who it was from, but I heard a theory that Hillary may have done a small line of coke before she went on to get her up. She seemed overly energetic.
Coke will do it, but we have other nutraceuticals and things that'll kind of get you up to.
Without getting toxic. Blood transfusion too. But here's the thing: they did. You have to remember, he's not running against Hillary. He's running against the people that control Hillary, and these people have infinite wealth and are completely immoral. They did a psychological profile and analysis of him. Basically over his entire life and viewed all kind of videos and everything else about him. They knew where his weak points were, and she played him. She played him like a violin.
Well, some of these things were prepared before.
There's two more debates, and now it's time to step up to the plate and start playing her.
Well, I think that you're going to see him come out much more. And you don't need to be honest with you, there's a couple areas that I don't think you need to touch. You don't need to bring up Bill's sexual immorality, because that's what I call the gutter. if he stays out of the gutter,
well, yeah, but you could do a whole semester of that, you know.
Yeah, but that's a reality TV after he's president. What we need to do is we need to concentrate on things like, how are we going to make America safe, bring back jobs, make American foreign policy so our allies trust us and our enemies fear us? How can we actually stop the cybercrime by China and these industrial countries that are ripping us off? And Trump has answers. Now, he does have Asperger autism. He's a good man, and he actually has some personality defects, which they make the most of. Some of the things that they've done, I call the dirt for dollars thing, which with Hillary Clinton to spend over $200 million on attack ads. But this latest thing with Machado, the beauty queen, who got fat, and then tries to call Trump saying she was Miss Piggy. No, he didn't. What we do know is that they have a contract. If you don't stay skinny and stay beautiful, you're not a beauty queen anymore. Even if you've got ground, you got to kind of disappear until you lose the weight. And she's was involved as a driver of her husband, who's a criminal,
you know,
involved
with
the drug cartel. She threatened a judge. I mean, this is not a nice person. And
yeah,
and they're trumping out like she's.
What does that have to do with Donald Trump as president? I mean, for God's sake.
Everything. They got us keeping the gutter.
It's all Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, listen. Hillary Clinton knows that she can't.
Nonsense from these snakes. I had to get liquored up to listen to Hillary, and a buddy of mine said I turn it on and off. I can't stand her. She lies constantly.
Yeah, but Tim, beyond that,
here is your eyes, and when you looked at her eyes a few times, when he made a good point about three or four times, there was intense anger and hatred in those eyes.
Yeah, but here's
she
the point.
She is a monster.
Tim, here, let's get beyond that, okay? If you keep it in the gutter, which is the Clinton gutter, she's trying to try to win in the gutter, just like a regular snake or a reptile. If you get it up above, where you're talking about, I care about the American people. I want blacks to have jobs and Hispanics. I want it safe for a little boy to walk to school without having to join a gang. I want a little girl that's a pretty little black girl not to be raped on her way to school or to go to the store for mama. I want to make sure that black families have a career in the future where they get good schools. The worst schools are in the inner cities. I want to make sure if you're Hispanic and you're an American citizen, you don't have to compete with the illegals, especially criminal illegals, that might just happen to be Hispanic. I want to make sure that American veterans are treated with respect instead of derision. I want the police not to be talked about like pigs, which Hillary Clinton does, which she says they need they're not being proper with the blacks, when in fact, the part of the problem is a metabolic and genetic combined disorder, which makes a percentage of the black population excessively violent and excessively prone to crime. And I have a solution for it. The problem is, you see, unless you talk about solutions, Hillary Clinton's approach to everything is stupid, inane, and it's usually a political answer that will never solve the problem. And that's why in 30 years of her being in politics, she never solves anything. She just says, thank you for your vote. See you next election. She is a pain in the ass.
This last, look, Dr. Bill, you've also just now hit on the most important thing that Donald Trump has to emphasize. Everything you just said was perfect, but he has to emphasize, I am not a politician. I have not been in office in and out for the last 30 or 40 years, creating the mess that is today. And I don't come from the district of crooks, Washington, D.C.,
right,
where everything, as to quote a former Democratic president, President Carter, American politics has become an oligarchy with unlimited bribery. I want to change this. I want to take a lot of this money out of politics. I want to prosecute people who work for foreign powers, who take foreign money when they're in government office, whether it's directly or to a foundation for favors. The American Republic is not up for sale, and people who hold office, whether it's appointed cabinet office or the White House or a senatorial or congressional office, who sell their vote to foreign powers by money directly or indirectly, they need to be prosecuted. We cannot and will not tolerate this. American officials should be caring about what happens in America, not any other foreign country.
Tim, I want to ask your opinion
America
about Comey.
First.
I want to ask your opinion about Comey. I watched the sound clips from this, and you'd see Jason Chaffetz and others in the Congress asking questions of this guy Comey, and he was trying to pivot and squirm everywhere. It was just ridiculous. It was like, oh my God. It was like having a little piglet in the kitchen and half a dozen teenagers trying to grab this greased piglet, trying to grab it, running all over the place. It's like, Comey, you can't say that in front of Congress. You're an attorney. you know, he said, well, I wouldn't offer my legal opinion. I'm thinking, oh, my God, this guy didn't set up a grand jury, which he should have. He literally gave a pass to the people that would have caused prosecution. He allowed Mills, who was the attorney for Clinton, who was also a witness, to actually stay in the room when they're doing the information. And they didn't even swear her in to put her under oath. It's like, duh, everywhere you go.
I have a solution for all that. It's called impeachment.
Well, they needed to. What Congress is going to have to do is they're going to have to remove Comey as the FBI director. They're going to have to start prosecuting they're going to have to start impeaching not only Obama, because he's behind this scheme, because you guarantee that the corruption of the Department of Justice and now the FBI and the State Department, that's three departments, are so corrupt now they can't operate as independent American institutions in the United States.
Well,
so two
and let's look at the Supreme Court. You had the United States Supreme Court, which under the Constitution does not have legislative powers and cannot change the Constitution.
Right.
You had a majority of Supreme Court justices rule that men may marry men and women may marry women. And why? Because it's their constitutional right. Now, I have to tell you, the framers of our Constitution were probably spinning in their graves. First off, that's an anti-Christian ruling. It goes against everything in Christian doctrine.
Right.
And don't tell me it doesn't, anybody out
right.
there, because I know
yeah.
darn good and well it does.
Right.
Now, you also have four of the justices of the eight right now are Jews, and he's appointed a fifth Jew. I'm not being anti-Semitic here, but when 2% of the population has four or supposedly maybe five out of nine positions, that's a little bit much. The American people are primarily a Christian nation, and this nonsense of the Supreme Court, all of a sudden in every state, every city, every town, men can marry men and women can marry women. That's wrong. No, that wasn't passed by Congress, and Congress doesn't have the authority. That is up to the states.
Listen to this. Remember, the Defense of Marriage Act was supported by Obama in the first term, and then in the second term he was against it. And then they have the rainbow over the White House of all these lights saying now we're supporting gay and lesbian, the LGBT. Now, I think the approach that Putin says, look, if you're gay, whatever, keep it in private, but don't teach the kids
That's
in school,
right.
and don't go into public, and don't go into the churches like a major, you know, Russian Orthodox church, like Pussy Riot, and then start creating a disaster in the church. Keep that private, don't go into public domain, don't try to shove it down our throat, and don't, for example, Hillary Clinton got very upset with Mr. Putin saying that she wouldn't push forward the LGBT gay agenda, because that's one of her primary things people need to realize. Her primary thing is, I'm going to disarm American public, I'm going to post LGBT, I'm going to leave an open border.
She's not only a dyke, she's the bull dyke. She is the type of woman that most straight men cannot stand. And I, for one, I can't stand her.
Well, even among women, she's a bit vicious. I mean, you've got to be pretty strange to want to have a relationship with somebody like Hillary Clinton.
Okay. You think?
Now, the reason is, Uma Abedin is using a technology that's included in so-called the bailiwick, according to, Walid Shabbat, who used to be a Palestinian terrorist and became a Christian, married American, and had their son, Theodore, who lives in America now, that where they will do things against the Quran, like, for example, have a lesbian relationship with Hillary, which you know Uma Abedin does. And Uma Abedin was working both for the foundation and for the State Department. I mean, that by itself should be illegal. And you know that she's her butt buddy, okay? So that's the fact. So if she gets into power, we don't need to worry about Bill Clinton being the first man, first husband. The first lady of the White House will be Uma Abedin, okay?
Yeah, and that's
this is weird.
And you know, I don't think most people realize that. And, I know some libtards would say, that doesn't matter. Yes, it does matter. But
I'll tell you why it matters. It matters because the backbone of America is normal families. And if you destroy the normal family,
right.
you won't have a nation anymore. Now, I know
that's
the globalists,
correct.
And this is a fact, and I talked to the guys in Zurich when I was there in 97, I talked to other experts worldwide. The globalists want to get rid of 90% of the world population, but then they want people to no longer do wild reproduction. Now, I've used this term before because I want people to use this term to give reference and credit to me because I'm the one that originated it. Wild reproduction means at some point in the future, they don't want you to have a child. They want you to submit your gametes. Now, if you don't have gametes, you can stick your arm out and get a punch biopsy. And they can take your skin cells and turn into an ova or sperm. Did you know that? They can create a baby from you, or they can create a clone from you, or you and your gay or lesbian friend, and then literally meld the genes together and create a new individual from one or more.
That's not how God designed it, is it?
No, I know, but you see, this is what they want. So that what you'll do is you'll come down to the facility on the birthing date from the artificial uterus, and they'll birth your child to make certain that child doesn't have genes that are going to make them oppose the regime, genes that are going to make sure that if they have an extended lifespan coded into their genes, they're going to live hundreds of years, or if they don't, they're going to have a normal lifespan and die of disease. You have to understand it's a very dark future that's coming, and people don't realize the technocracy of these maniacs, and the people, the transhumanists, and the globalists, and the Satanists, this is what they want. This is what they want. Hillary Clinton and these people behind her, they're not concerned about the human race. They want to get rid of most of it. Their globalism
Absolutely.
Is satanic.
Well, the Georgia Guidestones, half a billion population, that means they plan on killing well over 6 billion people, about 6.5 billion human beings.
Right.
This is the kind of monsters they are. And by the way, even that's a scam. It's a scam from Satan because he lies to everybody, especially to his minions. What we're headed towards with the Third World War is a human life extinction event.
I call it an SEL.
Christ will return and put a stop to it, but that's what Satan wants.
Yeah,
he wants us all dead.
Yeah, SELE, Satanic Extinction Life Event.
Yeah, right. By the way, Obama has vetoed the 911 lawsuit, and both houses of Congress overwhelmingly overrode that.
Yeah, talk about that, Tim.
Well, you know what? I think you know, he said that was a mistake, but actually, here's what's going to happen, maybe, and it might be real interesting. If lots of people start going after Saudi Arabia for literally hundreds of millions and billions of dollars, well, then what Saudi Arabia might just have to do to protect some of its wealth is start putting on a proper defense of actually what happened on 911 in courtroom.
They already did this in June.
Interesting.
Tim, they already did it. Listen, here's what's going to happen, not what's going to maybe happen. Already in the summer, the Saudis have already said, because people are probing, because they've been pushing this JASTA thing for several months, so it's been brewing. And the Saudis are not stupid. I mean, we assume because they're a different faith, which we know is satanic and sold, they're idiots. These Middle Eastern people are not stupid. They're basically deceived, but they're not stupid. The Saudis came clean, and they actually did something shocking. They told the truth that 9/11 was an inside job and it was a self-inflicted wound. When this comes out, it's the truth that all these so-called Saudi pilots are still flying or alive, were alive for years afterward, just like the 9/11 pilots found out. We talked about this in the video last Friday, which I've now posted up, the refurbished video with pictures and everything with Jim Fetzer. It's not open to anybody's blah, blah, blah opinion, okay? This is the facts, okay? Ugly facts that you can shove in people's face. You know, when I hear people say, well, that's just your opinion. No, it's not. And you better damn well listen to it, because what's going on here, when it gets into a court of law, the Saudis are going to be vindicated. Yes, they were collaborating with the Israeli Mossad, but guess what? The Israeli Mossad were more involved because they placed the micronukes under the guidance of the CIA and Marvin Bush, who is the security officer for the World Trade Center Towers, the brother of George Bush, reading an upside-down book about his pet goat in a grammar school in Florida. With the Secret Service walking around, and literally they didn't pull him right away when he was reading the book, even upside down. They later waited for like a half an hour after he was like reading to all his kids.
If that had been a real attack by unknown powers, they would have had him in a vehicle on the way to the airport.
He would have been in basically Air Force One.
They would have pulled him out of his chair. They would have pulled him out of his chair and run with one Secret Service agent under each arm to the car.
Right, he would have been in Marine One in a helicopter, or he would have been in Air Force One immediately after he's in a bulletproof van heading toward a secure place in an underground bunker. Yeah, that's protocol.
Majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency. It is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. blockchain. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Well, Tim, we've got a couple of other issues that are cooking in the back burner or the front burner. We have the crash in Hoboken. Now, apparently there wasn't even a proper system to actually, you know, air brakes or automatic system to shut it down. So literally it's crashed without any braking at all right into the station.
That's a very strange event because trains go into that station day in and day out and have for umpteen years without that happening. It could simply, it who knows? I mean, there's a possibility it was some sort of terrorist.
Well, last week, apparently, there were pipe bombs found in New Jersey Station.
Yeah, I know.
And one exploded. So something went wrong with the security systems that prevent this train from crashing. We don't know what it is yet. We have to wait for the data.
And things, systems fail and so forth. But the engineer is still alive. He was pulled out unconscious. But one dead, one critical, and what, almost 100 injured. But it could be. I mean, I've been on trains in that area a number of times, and you know, that is the most anymore the one area that has the most trains running into it out of it is New York City, because the suburban area. A one-hour commute is considered nothing in New York. You have people with 2 and even 2.5 hour each way commutes. And I, as a Midwesterner, I'd rather jump off a 100-story building than put up with that. But, you know, yeah. that's Yeah, but what I'm saying is this is a very rare event. So either something systematically failed, that it was an engineering something failed, or it was something else. And time will tell. But let's talk about Russia. The United States today, Secretary of State John Kerry said that we're ending our talks with Russia on the Syrian crisis. Now, you can see that the globalist-controlled Western countries are having a real tizzy about Syria, because the Syrian forces, with their allies, are now in the process of regaining the largest city in Syria, Aleppo.
Aleppo, by the way, is the industrial heartland of Syria.
Yeah, right. My brother went to Syria a number of years ago on business, and it was before this war broke out. He said it was a very safe, very clean city, very Damascus, but very cosmopolitan. He didn't feel afraid. And I interviewed one day when you were off a Orthodox priest who actually sat down at the table.
Right. I remember that, because several years ago.
Yeah, by the way, he said Christians are very valuable. He thought Assad.
They can sit at the table with Assad and the Sunni and Shiite and Jews. Here's the other thing. The Damascus is the oldest continuous lived city on Earth.
On Earth.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
On Earth. Damascus.
Yeah. But there's ultimately there's a question that is not being asked in Congress because of the Israeli influence and the globalist influence, and that is exactly what in the hell is the United States doing, spending American money and now risking American lives with commandos in there? Why are we supporting these so-called moderate terrorists fighting against elected Syrian government? Look, the last couple elections were well supervised by international organizations. They said they were fair and open, and the overwhelming vote was for Assad. The people wanted him. What are we doing there?
Give us our answers.
Idiots like Netanyahu want to stir up trouble, or
Tim,
I
know you're,
World War III?
Tim, I know you're talented, so I want you to come up with your twisted and most psychotic answers as to what these idiots could try to say as an excuse. Can you come up with a psychotic answer for me?
We're helping people.
No,
for democracy.
Add more details to it. Let me do it. Okay.
Yeah, I try not to think like them, but
I'm gonna do a deagle on this one. They're doing it because they have to create a zone of chaos in the nations around Israel. So it's a real hell. It's total control of the Middle East. We have to give the oil to the Chinese at a great special rate, so that the Rothschilds get super wealthy by handing the oil that we die for to the Chinese, so they become the fifth largest oil refining company in the planet. And we have to maintain balkanization, because the biggest supply of oil in the world is in Israel.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN, and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. There's a lot of issues going on here. The death of Shimon Peres is important. The issues in this election, we're now about 40 days away from election day. And Hillary Clinton is spending money like a drunken sailor trying to trap and keep him into the zone I call the gutter zone. If Trump just pivots away from the gutter, doesn't deal with Bill Clinton as a sexual predator, deals with issues that deal with the American public wants to hear. It doesn't look at the batty eye, you know, her batting her eyes and looking like, I'm perfectly good. And she's batting her eyes at everybody, looking at us like she's spaced out. And when I saw her there, I said, this is not a normal person. She's putting, everything is being put on. And Trump is making weird gesticulations, like his mouth has got a lemon in it. He's moving his shoulders. He's drinking nervously water. Giving and saying he's really intelligent doesn't help. If he has the right nutraceuticals to calm him down and make him be vigilant and aware of his surroundings, he wouldn't be stupid. Let them bait him. They know that he can counterpunch and be baited easily. Like,
you know,
it's like a dog, Tim. It's like a dog that you know. This dog is what we call a you know Caesar, the guy that does the dog whisper. A dog is a high energy dog, and this dog is jumpy. In other words, it's a nice dog. But if you throw something on the floor and have a string on it and make this thing jump around, the dogs are going to go nuts and chase the thing. That's what Trump is. He's like the dog that's a real friendly, real smart dog and learn lots of tricks. But if you throw something on the floor with a string on it, he's going to chase that damn thing
all
over the
place. You know, when I was 21 years old, I ran for nomination for state representative from Brown, Lawrence, and Monroe counties, where IU was in Indiana. Won the nomination, youngest person in Indiana's history to run for state office. And I was appearing with several legislative candidates, including my very wealthy lawyer, many-year state representative opponent. And he said, I don't know, I don't remember anymore, it's so many years ago, but what he said, and a buddy of mine who was a lawyer and running for state senator, next to me, he said, you need to respond to that. And I said, no, that's what he wants me to respond to. I have an agenda, and I will set my agenda. And then I got up, and I just figuratively gutted the guy. And you cannot allow yourself to be lured into playing the other person's game.
Right.
And you're right. He's done that, and he can't do that in the future. You know, Hillary.
Yeah, he needs an earpiece, and he needs Kellyanne Conway to be speaking his ear. No, 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 Trumpy. Calm down now. And if he's drinking my combine brain, man.
Dirty baggage and dirty laundry. It's a target-rich environment. But you are right when you say he shouldn't necessarily get down the gutter. Look, Americans are contemptuous of their government and of Congress, and they are very concerned about their economy. You have 100 million Americans totally without jobs of working age. You have untold tens of millions working lousy, part-time, low $8, $10 an hour, $12 an hour jobs that they can't survive on. You have the middle class dying on the vine, and the politicians, well, I would quote former President Carter. He said, American politics has become a giant oligarchy with unlimited bribery. And that's right. And Bush and Clinton and Obama, all these people are from that cesspool we call Washington, where the life of a senator and congressman, day in and day out, they meet with lobbyists, and we want you to support this bill. We want you to add this to this bill. We want you to oppose this bill. And they're putting money on the table, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000. That's what they do, day in and day out. That's their life. And a good buddy of mine became a congressman. And I used to go out and get drunk with him. I was real close with his family and everything. And became a congressman. And I didn't hardly know the guy.
Tim, what we need to do is have...
A couple years in that cesspool, you become a very different person.
Okay, we've got to stop the pontification for a second. I want to get refocused here. We got to look at what Trump needs to do. For example, I just got a news item here today from Business Insider. A startup specifically designed to sell Obamacare is quitting Obamacare. Now, if Trump pivoted on these issues, including when they wanted to talk about one thing, he pivoted and say, okay, you started Hillary Care, which was a framework for Obamacare, and Obamacare is a disaster. Now even these startups, all these big insurance carriers are pulling because they can't make money. The rates are going through the ceiling, 60, 80, 100% increase in premiums. Death panels. There's even an ICD-9 code for the guillotine in Obamacare. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
It's a treatment. By the way, this is called the Obamacare haircut. Only the blade is set below your chin.
So,
and you know what it is? It says ICD-9 code. Ultimate treatment for headaches. Remove inferior, aggravating body part. Okay. Now, I'm being sarcastic.
I tell people that tell me they have, the back trouble, and I say, those little Japanese girls that walk on your back, it's supposed to be really good for you? They said, yeah. I said, I do that, too. And, their eyes get big, because I'm 6'2", and big guy, and I said, I said, there's a slight problem, though. There's a side effect. But I guarantee you, you won't have any more back trouble.
The simple side effect is...
Yeah, you're dead.
Ruptured disc or paralysis, yeah. Okay, so here's...
Dead. I mean, I guarantee you, I walk on your back, you're dead.
Yeah, and then we're not dealing with real issues like biosecurity. Zika virus. There's one man here in Utah that got Zika by literally holding his dying father and got his tears infected him, okay? We have issues like that people want addressed, and Obama doesn't address them, Hillary doesn't address them, she doesn't want to deal with substantive issues because she has no past record and she has no current plans. When you hear pontificating about how she's going to make jobs available by giving free education, it's really easy for the federal government to say, we're going to give you free education.
When she said that, he was good. He said, basically what he said was, this is all BS.
Well, no, that's not enough.
But it becomes reality.
That's not enough, okay? I'll tell you why. Here's how you create jobs. You take some guy who's got a small business, and he's getting too high a tax rate, so he can't attract more money, and you have funds set up so that he can actually get a proper business loan to expand his business to make more of his widgets and to do the testing so he can get a proper patent. And then manufacturing in America, the advantage where you get rid of regulations, you get rid of red tape, and you set it up so in 90 days he can actually be building the thing. And he can move from his little garage setup or small company to a medium-sized company and hire 50 employees without being hit with Obamacare penalties, which, by the way, healthcare is too damn expensive in this country, and it's run by a bunch of idiots and evil people. Okay? I have a plan for healthcare. I'm going to send Roger Stone for every single major issue in this country. I'm going to take Donald Trump's basic plan and expand on it, and his answer is not sufficient. When you say it's all BS, that's not enough. You need to say, okay, how are we going to sponsor?
Healthcare, the statistical average for a Tylenol, or I suppose a generic Tylenol, administered in a hospital, over the counter, is $49.
Those are all true.
That
but here's
is
my
symptomatic Tim, of Tim, a, that's, an extraordinarily corrupt system.
Yeah, Tim, that's what I don't want to talk about is those individual points. I know more than almost anybody how bad it is, but I have solutions. And one of my biggest faults that I say about doing this show or doing anything is I beg people. In fact, yesterday I spent a long time with a gentleman, but his handle on his email is God's Hand Grenade. That's a good name. He lives up in Montana. He moved from Utah. And Doug is his first name. And I said, you know what my biggest concern is that people don't challenge me. And I said, I will provide for people on air instantly a solution to any problem they want to present to me, medical, geopolitical, or otherwise. And I said, and where do you think it comes from? 10% of the solution is my own intellect. 90% is prayer, where God literally inspires me or speaks to me audibly or tells me, gives me literally supernatural knowledge on the spot when I'm presented with a problem that I have no idea what the answer is, and then I can then present it to you. And I said, I beg people out there to see a miracle, and you can do the same thing in your lives. I'm not special. God, if you start walking with God, he's going to provide solutions to our crazy economy, our crazy politicians. The problem is not Hillary Clinton. The problem is not Obama. The problem is not George Soros. They're symptoms of our inaction and unwillingness to walk with God. If we walk with
supernaturally,
these guys would disappear. They'd no longer be relevant. We'd be providing solutions. We'd build business. For example, women say, I want the right to abortion. I said, no, you don't have the right to abortion. You have the right to sterility. And we have a valve that we can put in to make sure you can't get pregnant. That's their right. But they don't have a right to abortion. They don't have a right to terminate another life. They don't have a right to terminate. By the way, 93% of abortions worldwide are female. They're not Down syndrome or genetic defects. They're female. And people need to realize
that,
this.
Is that messing with God's plan? Because I'll tell you what. One problem you have in China right now is you have enormous numbers of young males, and there's not enough women to go around.
You know, it's really interesting.
That ain't good.
Well, let me tell you a little part of the partial solution. The misbehavior by the rural Chinese is they didn't register their girls, so there's hundreds of millions of girls that are not registered Chinese citizens that have accumulated over the past 30, 40 years that are female that don't have Chinese citizenship, and they exist out in rural China. Do you know that? Lots of them.
No, but that makes sense.
Because you know why? They just said, you know, we're not going to listen to this central Chinese People's Republican Army government. In the big cities, though, along the Dragon Coast, where all the industries are and the high tech, they've done it. Now they went up to two children. And what they do is they don't, if you're not a party member, you have to fly to America to get American citizenship for a second kid, because the Chinese government will only give second citizenship to the second child if they're a member of the Communist Party, which is a very small segment of the population. So what people have to understand is China's ready to blow up. Economically, half of their loans are shark loans. They have crazy policies. The elderly guys that are running the Communist Party are really ready to expire. They're in their 70s and 80s. What's happening here in America is the reason why Trump exists is because his movement exists. Trump is basically a symptom of a movement of we're so sick and tired of government, and Trump is a symptom, just like the crazy highly educated females that want to have the right to abortion don't realize they don't want the right to abortion. They want a right to sterility. They have a perfect right to sterility. That's good. Don't reproduce
don't
yourselves.
They don't have the right to kill a baby, even
exactly.
If it's their baby.
Right. And the problem is, you see, they don't realize.
And, you know, and we use the term fetus because that's a fancy $10 word.
It's a Latin word for your little one.
It's a human being, as my late wife used to say. It's not going to be a parakeet or a puppy when it comes out. It's a human being.
Here's the point. I presented to the, in 1997 to the Human Life International on March 16th on the fetal tissue transplantation. And in order to treat the parent, the diencephalon of someone with Parkinson's disease on one side of the brain, you need to do low-flow suction and anatomical dissection of a baby to remove their brain stem in order to transplant the special cells to the tectum of the midbrain to stop Parkinson's disease in one person. 20 babies need to die and have a low-flow suction and dissection in the abortuary in order to transplant those cells to one individual on one side of the brain. So the average person needing to treat Parkinson's needed 40 babies to die and have a special dissection. 40, okay?
Well, now, when my wife was dying of cancer, what I told the oncologist, because we were looking at a variety of experimental drugs, and I said, I don't want anything that comes from aborted baby tissue.
Well, you guess what? There's a flavor company in San Diego that has flavor molecules grown from fetal blood cell lines, and that is PepsiCo Corolla Corporation and other corporations.
That's why I avoid
and people need to understand, there's flavoring that's in your food supplies that's from fetal cell lines grown from aborted fetuses. It's not just the Celltech company that was here in California that the state of California tried to protect by saying, we're going to put you in jail for a year if you whistleblow on Planned Parenthood, which is governmentally funded by like something like $500 million, selling baby body parts to these companies for stem cell transplants, biomolecules of different companies, and full organs. It's like, what? And you mean the taxpayers that are Christians, their Christian money is going to pay for obscene and evil things. And if we have
this
a Trump administration,
what happens when the libtards take over.
Yeah, but we're going to take it back. And they're going to be having conniptions because when we Christians take over, by the way, even if they shove Hillary in there, she's not my president. See, the problem is, it's us. It's not Hillary. It's not George Soros. It's not even Trump. It's us. If we start walking with God, God will make a way that even if they try to steal the election, it won't have any force of fact. That's the facts. The problem is not Hillary Clinton. She's just a symptom of the fact that we're so stubborn, we won't walk with God and know His supernaturally will empower us to take our country back and prevent us from
being eventually destroyed. I can't argue with you. You're right.
That's because, our problem.
Look,
that's what happened to ancient Israel. It wasn't the leaders. It was the people that became degenerate, and the leaders were just symptoms of the degeneration
look,
in the population.
You have 30 families at the very highest that control everything, okay?
They're only the symptoms. They're only the symptoms.
You're talking a few hundred people. Throw in 20 or 30 minions. How many of us are there?
Yeah, it's not a matter of numbers. For example, the influence of you and me, two people, in the world, and on Christians, and on geopolitical things, is way amplified, number one, in three areas. Number one, in prayer, because we deal in the astral plane by praying the will of the Most High God over this country and over the people. Remember a few months ago I told you that Hillary was going to start to fall apart because of her health? And it wasn't because of the Republicans using the issue. It was because the Democrats would start pulling the rug out from under her. They may have given her some leeway in this first bait with Lester Holt. Let me tell you, in the back rooms, they're terrified that she's going to fall apart before Election Day or shortly thereafter. They're very worried that Hillary Clinton is not going to be their main pet in the satanic game that they're playing for the presidency. So it's not the Republicans taking her down. It's the Democrats because of her health. So when I told you this 3 months ago, I said it's going to be her health issues. She's so corrupt in every other way. But guess what? This is standard operational procedure for the Republicans and Democrats. When we look at George Bush Sr. and Jr., and we see all the Democrat Republicans that are not supporting Donald Trump, these criminals are the same as the Democrats. They just have a different label. I call it the snake party. There's a right compartment and a left compartment. There's Democrat and Republicrat, but either way, you're going to get crap.
Flip sides of the same coin.
Right. So I wanted you to understand this. The same way we accuse these 30 families, whatever it is, they're just the symptoms. Give you an example. I've gone to churches where, you know, like the local church here called North Coast. And I asked the pastors, I said, do you guys deal with geopolitical issues or prophetic? Oh, no, we don't understand that, so we don't talk about it. I said, what? I said, no, we're just a welcoming party. I said, what? I said, well, I'm a Christian, and I have a prophetic calling, and I'd like to actually talk or even go into your committees and talk to the people about where we are in history and why we are supposed to be salt and light, which means we're supposed to talk about these geopolitical things, not 501c3 BS. We need it to be the light and salt of the world so that when we do a show like this, we're not kind of just being what I call late-night entertainment. We're being the salt and light. We're being the witnesses of the Most High God. It's if we walk with God, God will make a way to bring repentance back to our nation. And even with leaders that have a little Asperger syndrome, they're a good man, but he's a little screwed up, and he has a good plan. He needs to have proper advisors, but he mainly needs prayer. Donald Trump, President Trump, when he gets in, he needs to be prayer covered like crazy so he doesn't deviate. Okay?
God is infinitely powerful.
Exactly.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. So we have 40 days. I guess we have.
It's actually 39 days and a few hours till the polls open. And they usually there's.
By the way, the people are already voting now. There's early voting in some states.
Right, right. But I mean the regular polls, not early voting. In 39 days and a few hours because they open them up at midnight in New Hampshire. Now, my point that I was we were talking about on the break. Is American Christians have a very interesting historical role that they can play here. The globalists, the evil ones.
Are they playing it? Are their pastors? Are their pastors allowing
them? Well, okay. let me finish this. Yeah. Okay, they have to have America. Our defense budget is greater than all other countries' defense budgets combined. Russia, China, UK, and all of them combined. Okay, we are the enforcement arm for the globalists. They have to control the White House. Have to.
Right.
We American Christians have it within our power to throw a giant monkey wrench into Satan's.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question, Tim. Let me ask you a question. How many times since 2000, which is 16 years, have I been asked since I went to the Living Waters Church in Minnesota? That I've been asked either to come in person or by video screen to speak to the church population or their pastor. How many times, we're talking about where we have millions of audience every week. How many times do you think that's happened?
Nobody's ever asked me, and I put my email on my
now,
blog site.
There's three ways of getting me to do this. Number one, I could do a video blog and just send it to their individual church. They can play it in their service. I could do a Skype connection live to their student place, or I could get an invitation where they physically want me to come. I don't get any. You know why? They don't want somebody that's called. And by the way, you don't go to a school like they have the school in Colorado Springs, the School of the Prophets. And I'm going to say this, but it's going to tick some people off, but you need to listen up, okay? I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, and I have my doctor hat on, and I'm one of the best functional medicine doctors on the planet. I'm a teacher. But I'm going to take that hat off. I'm a Christian, and I'm a bought for by the blood of the Most High God, Yeshua, Jesus, Father in the flesh. And when I present myself to the people in the church, I'm not a pastor, but I'm a prophet and an apostle. Now, you have to understand that I have a right to speak of prophetic things. And don't think I know everything. I have a very tiny list of things that I know, or thus saith the Lord. But that list kind of, like 2 Peter 2:10 says, no scripture of private interpretation. So if you know these thus saith the Lord things, it's like having the Tumblr code to open a lock to understand what the future is going to bring. And there's some of those things that I want people to know. Several of my thus saith the Lords are, number one, the only nation on earth that can force the mark of the beast is America. The only leader on earth that can become the, quote, the beast dictator is U.S. president, either now or in the future. The only person that can be the leader of a religious heresy is the Vatican, which is the head of the World Council and Churches. The fact is, the mark of the beast has to be an electronic system enforced by a country that has cybernetic control of the world economy, and 90% of the money on earth is Fed Reserve dollars. So if you don't understand these things, if you don't understand the Tumblr code of what's going on, you're going to be confused by what's going on. What's happening right now?
Americans in
repent.
40 days can have a historical role in throwing a giant monkey wrench.
Right, but here's my point. We need to follow God. Right, but Tim, what would they need to do is our country needs to repent, because I'm telling you now, as a religious person with a special knowledge of God, to say, time to get face down and pray every day and pray before the Most High for America and for the world, because this is really serious. Less than 40 days, yeah. Judgment comes. Election day.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tim.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.